The House of Representatives is hereby adjourned. Sine die.
That was all that happened in the House of Representatives this morning to close the chapter on a legislative session that approved over $100 million in tax cuts, okayed $125 million in state incentives for a steel mill that promises to bring over 500 high-paying jobs to eastern Arkansas, and passed a plan that will provide private health insurance for a 250,000 low-income Arkansans who aren't already insured. Lawmakers also approved social issue legislation further restricting abortions and letting colleges decide whether to allow permitted faculty and staff to carry concealed weapons on campus. However, the wrap-up of all that was overshadowed by the morning announcement by House Speaker Davey Carter that he would not be running for governor.
I had many long discussions with my wife and my parents and my in-laws and my family, and I've got a 13-year-old, an 8-year-old, and a 7-year-old.
Carter, who spoke with reporters after a lunchtime meeting of the Political Animals Club, is term-limited and was seen as a likely candidate with bipartisan appeal. He made news earlier in the week with comments he made saying that the Republican Party in the state needs to move beyond the social issues that dominated the first half of the legislative session.
I think that's got to be part of the ongoing dialogue and debate within the party. Maybe I can be a part of that somehow over the coming months and years.
He says he won't be running for office this coming election, but isn't ruling out future races.
I know I want to try to stay involved. I don't know how, but I'm a young guy, and you never know where life will lead you.
During his speech to the Political Animals, Carter said the state should look at reworking its current term limit structure, and he made the case for open primary elections as ways to improve upon the state legislature. Nathan Vandiver, KUAR News. In Little Rock, I'm Nathan Vandiver.